The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. Happy Thursday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Wait, usually there's something...
I feel like someone else...
There's like something else that usually happens something. Right there, but...
Oh!
Jess, I think
that's
her
right,
name.
Jess.
Jess, Jessica.
Jess, are you
Where
here?
Are you? Hello!
The show's starting. Well, it already started, really. Are you around anywhere?
She overslept.
Oh,
she's
really?
On the way in. I told her just drive safe. That's all I care about right now. Just drive safe. We'll be good. And I'm also just glad it wasn't me.
So when you called her, like she was already on her way
oh,
in.
No,
late?
I think I woke her up because I called her and I was like, hey, I literally was like, hey, Jess, like, are you okay? Are you coming into work? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, why?
Yeah, like, yeah, totally. And yeah, you're like, oh, the show's going to start in about 3 minutes.
And I could tell at that moment, yeah, she looked at the clock and she was like, oh, my God. And I could, you know, you can tell when someone had just woken up, their voice, the way it sounds. She's like, oh, my God.
Everything okay? You coming into work? Yeah.
Yeah, she said, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Like, obviously. Oh, ouch. Remember that one time that I overslept?
No.
I still made it on time to work.
That's right. You were still here an hour before everyone.
I overslept by an hour, and I still beat you guys into work. But that's,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Okay.
Ooh. Anyways, hey, we have a first talk back of the day. Let's get
sure.
to it.
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Oakland. It is 1:44 a.m., and this message is for Selena. Selena is our typical... favorite thing. Did Selena feel it? This time it was a 4-point-something, and it was near San Jose, not San Ramon. So let us know, Selena. Did Selena feel it? Let us know.
It's a great question. A lot of people want to know that.
Great question.
This is all everybody's talking about this morning because we did have a 4.6 magnitude earthquake last night near Boulder Creek in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and it really shook the South Bay, but pretty widespread as far as I can tell. People reporting on social media feeling it all across the entire Bay Area, even the North Bay. So now we turn to our very own Selena. Like Juan from Oakland just left that talk back because he wants to know, as you are immune to feeling earthquakes, did Selena feel it?
You guys, I live in Hayward. I don't even feel the earthquakes that are in San Ramon, right next door. No, I did not feel the one that happened in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah, but everybody says across the South Bay and the East Bay and everything that it the shaking and the shaking lasted for a long time.
I was dead asleep. I'm shocked that didn't wake
you. You're joking, right? You didn't feel.
I didn't feel it.
Everybody said they felt this one.
I didn't feel it.
This was the most universally felt earthquake we've had in a while.
Did not feel it.
Wow. You must be a deep sleeper.
I'm actually not. I'm a really light sleeper. Anything wakes me up.
What do you mean? Well, not anything.
Except for earthquakes.
Everyone said the shaking lasted
except
several minutes. I mean, it was seconds, but it feels like minutes when an earthquake is going on that the shaking lasts for a while. It does feel like minutes. Everyone said this one lasted for a while.
No, I believe you. And for whatever reason, I'm actually immune to earthquakes. Like, I wake up for everything. My husband starts breathing differently. I'm like, up. Somebody walks into my room, I wake up. Like, my husband moves, I'm up. Like, I'm a really light sleeper, actually.
But the entire house creaks and shakes and stuff falls off the shelves, and you're like, I'm going to sleep right
completely
through that.
Completely immune.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. It's weird.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Was that a good thing or bad
I
thing?
Didn't feel it either, to just let the record
know. Oh, then why are you over here giving me ish?
Yeah, but this was, the North Bay shaking must have been pretty light. I saw some people saying they were feeling it in Sonoma, Napa areas, but... I don't think the shaking was that strong. I was exhausted yesterday, so I slept right through that.
Samesies.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is still on her way in. She did oversleep this morning. All right, right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy National Burrito Day, people! A lot of freebies today. Chipotle is giving away so many prizes for rewards members. Also, Pollo Loco, they have a BOGO special for today. Baja Fresh, $5 burritos on National Burrito Day. So go get you a burrito, people.
I'm starving. I love burritos.
And normally we would turn it over to Jess at this time. She's not here. As for your weather,
probably just like
today. The microclimates.
Mm-hmm. That's all we got. All right, mostly bad day for Bay Area sports fans. The Giants unable to complete the sweep in San Diego. They got pounded by the Padres 7-1. They start a new series tonight against the Mets at Oracle Park. Go Mets! And the Warriors lost to the Spurs at Chase Center 127-113. But the San Jose Sharks, you guys, pulled out a come-from-behind win, scoring two late goals to beat the Anaheim Ducks 4-3. Go Sharks!
Nice.
Oh, this is normally where we would turn it over to Jess to do weather, I think.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Here. And all she has to say about that is...
Today, the microclimates.
We don't know what the climates are doing. Hey, Taurus besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Your boss is going to notice that project you've been grinding on, so speak up about that raise before somebody else takes credit. A friend might get weirdly competitive with you today over something random, and honestly, let them have their moment while you stay unbothered. Set a hard boundary with family drama around you right now for real. Today's the day to actually do it instead of just thinking about it.
Love that. Hashtag unbothered.
Yeah, be unbothered today.
Next on the JV show, We need to talk about this airline's new cabin crew fitness policy.
Okay.
Because it's kind of insane. Those details are next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Bay Area. This is Beth from Fremont. But I am not in Fremont. I am actually in Gardnerville. Who woke up to the earthquake this morning? Not me, because I'm in Gardnerville. But I did hear that there is a Gardnerville listener to the JV Show. By the way, JV Show was number one in Gardnerville, Nevada, which is right outside South Lake Tahoe, for those of you who don't know. Hello, Gardnerville listener. Yes, I hope that you Bay Area people are okay from the earthquake. Bye!
Yeah, no reports of any damage from the earthquake. I did read there's about a 75% chance of an aftershock coming within the next few days.
I saw one guy said that water splashed out of his fish tank.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hashtag San Jose strong. Hashtag we will rebuild.
Santa Cruz.
Oh, he was in Santa Cruz for that one?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We do have a Gardnerville listener that leaves us talk backs. I'm blanking on their name right now. And now we have Beth from Fremont out there. Woo! In Gardnerville. So JV Show doubly number one this morning in Gardnerville. Appreciate you guys.
Nice. All right. So listen to this. Air India is rolling out a new cabin crew fitness policy. Now, we talked about, was it Southwest? They were in some hot water recently for making some policy changes when it comes to, quote unquote, overweight passengers.
Yep.
Listen to this, though. This is their own staff, their cabin crew. They're going to be checking their BMIs, their body mass indexes.
How do you check that with like those things that pinches the fat on your side, or they can weigh you underwater?
There's a few different ways to do this. I'm not sure which way they're going to go, but they're going to be regularly checking their staff's BMIs to see if they're in the healthy range or not. The healthy range is somewhere between 18 and 24.9. Now, if any staff members are considered underweight and their BMIs are under that healthy range, they're going to have to be medically cleared and will be removed from the roster until they're cleared. And they risk going without pay. Yeah, they have to be in that healthy range. Now, if they're above that, if they're overweight and their BMIs are above the healthy range, they're also going to have to undergo an exam before being cleared to fly. But those ones will be immediately grounded if their BMIs are 30 or over.
What? Is this legal?
This is Air India. I guess it's legal there. Anyone who fails the new fitness policy, once it completely rolls out, they're going to have 30 days to provide an acceptable score to be able to fly again.
30 days? That's a holy Ozempic
and some crazy?
Hit the gym real fast or whatever to get yourself to the right percentage. What?
Isn't that insane?
That doesn't seem like it would. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would fly here in a little air like this. Okay?
For me, that's not something I would want to subject myself to because I already know the answer. It ain't getting fixed in 30 days.
30 days? I mean, come on. A lot can happen in a month.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It just seems so wrong. What does this have to do with, like, the work ethic and
how
they treat your passengers. Like, they're still great employees, I'm sure.
Right. Take somebody that's worked for the company for a long time, never had any complaints, provides exemplary service, and then suddenly, you're grounded on this next flight because your BMI is not within our acceptable range. Like, that's ridiculous. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that would then turn around and be like, okay, well, I'm going to go work for another airline. Wouldn't you? I mean, it's offensive. Like, particularly for people that, again, have provided nothing but been a, you know, a great employee, and then to turn around and slap them in the face like that, I would quit.
Right. I also don't like this healthy range. Like, hasn't times kind of shifted a little bit? Like, I remember going to my trainer and she weighed me and she's like, well, like, technically, like, the weight you are right now, like, you're considered obese. And I was like, what? Like, what? Are you kidding me? But that's according to the, just the numbers. Like, I feel like things have kind of shifted a little bit. Somebody out of that quote unquote healthy range doesn't mean you're unhealthy. Doesn't mean you're obese.
Yeah.
Let's do away with that.
Yesterday, I got, speaking of airlines, I was a victim of an April Fool's joke because there was an article, as I was looking for stuff to talk about on today's show, there was an article saying that TSA was making some changes. They're rolling them out at a few airports where all carry-on bags were going to have to be clear from now on, like, you know, transparent, see-through, like, you know, because festivals have made that switch
clear where bags
you got to wear clear, but some schools have done that. Yeah. You got to have a clear backpack and stuff like that. And it said TSA was going to make this for, you know, for airports and for air travel, because TSA agents, look, they're already overworked and they want to speed up the line and stuff. And it'd be easier if they could just see through the bag instead of people rifling through there looking for that water bottle, that or whatever the thing, that laptop, whatever they need to take out, if the bag was clear. This article went on for, like, I mean, a very, very lengthy article. And I was about to report on it today because it was a long article saying which airports it was going to go into first, you know, LaGuardia and then one in Dallas. And you know, it's just like this article is so detailed, went on and on. And then you get down to the bottom and in just the very tiniest print, just little a font smaller than the rest of the article, this is just an April Fool's joke. I mean,
God, that
what percentage of people read that thing and didn't read the entire article like I did, because it was very long.
Where was this article? Was it like a well-known publication?
It was.
Or was it on like social media?
It was not on social media. It was posted on like a Yahoo or an MSN type site. You know what I mean? That's aggregating content from other other spots. And so it looked legit to me. And but I'm telling you, at the bottom,
that pisses me off. Like, I fell for everything on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, there were a few yesterday. But that one got me and I was so mad. And now, but also I was like, there's no way I'm carrying a clear bag into an airport.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy and a bye special, aka Steve. I'm sure you already said this, but where are those Jess? Where Jess at? You are down a voice. No, you're down a perspective. Where's she at? Bye.
I hadn't noticed. We were?
We were. Not anymore. Just walked in.
You guys. I guess there's a first for everything. This is my first time on the JV show that I slept in. Well,
slept in.
No, yeah, slept in.
Like it was a treat.
No, not slept in.
That sounds nice.
No, I did not sleep in. I literally did not hear any of my alarms, which I don't understand how this happens. I have about 8 or more.
How do you guys get through 8 alarms?
That's what I'm saying.
My first alarm goes off. It is 2 tones into the chime or whatever it is, and I'm out of bed already.
But sometimes sometimes I'm so tired, I turn it off in my sleep, and I don't even realize that it had gone off.
And shouldn't your subconscious be like, hey, it's time to go to work?
Yes.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
And usually
you
need
to have a talk with your self-conscious.
I think
then.
I do.
Listen, them to lock in.
We talked about this earlier, Jess, when we opened the show. And I was like, yeah, I called Jess. It was almost 6 o'clock. And I was like, hey, you know, where are you okay? Like, are you coming to work? And your answer was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like so laid back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally, like, you were almost like, why? Like, why? What do you want?
Yeah. Don't bother me, bro. Yeah.
I literally don't hear any of my alarms. I look at my phone because I finally hear that it's ringing and I see Selena's name and I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what happened. Because I'm thinking Selena's calling me to tell me that like something's going on and she's going to be late. Yeah. So then I answer and she's like, you know, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm waiting for you to tell me like what happened to you.
I'm just bracing myself for the morning that you guys both oversleep.
No.
And then you're going to call each other, hey, and then everything okay? And you're going to be like, yeah.
And then the other everything one, okay the, with everything you?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go back to sleep.
Okay, bye.
To sleep, yes. And I'll be here by myself.
You know what? I blame the earthquake because that thing shook me to my core.
You felt it.
It like shook my whole apartment. I felt like it was swaying back and forth for like a good amount. And it woke me up. And then I was like, dang it, how am I going to go back to sleep now? Eventually I did. And
turns out you did, and quite deeply.
Yep. She slept in this morning.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Also, I blame my cat because she didn't wake me up, of course. On the one day she does not wake me up.
Is it your cat's job to wake you up for work?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. She's like my last resort, my last alarm.
All right.
How's everything with you? Yeah, I'm sleeping in. All right.
No.
How's things over there?
All right.
Well, just lock in. Okay.
I'm ready to lock in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Graham. It's Jeremy from Oakley. What if it has to do with the full moon? Just a thought process.
Oh, Jess overslept this morning, and she blamed the earthquake and her cat for some strange reason. What if it did have to do with the full moon? Last night was the pink moon.
Full moon. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Are you like a werewolf or something, where it affected you?
Yeah, you were up last night howling for so long, and then you were really worn out.
Well, because the full moon, as I'm reading here, it says that it was in Libra, and obviously I have a little bit of Libra in my chart, so like... Okay. I would have obviously been affected,
you know? Yeah.
Can I ask a full moon question? This is going to sound really dumb because normally I feel like I'm a smart guy. But like the moon influences the tides and has an incredible gravitational pull that affects things here on Earth. And obviously, namely, we see that play out in the tides. And water is very, very heavy, you guys, 8 pounds a gallon. So you imagine like a huge volume of water rising up, being pulled by the gravitational pull of the moon. That's an incredible amount of weight that it's influencing. Shouldn't the days that there's a full moon, like I just be able to dunk a basketball super easy because the moon is pulling me towards it? You know, like gravity's lighter on that day. Like, shouldn't I just be like throwing down 360 dunks on a full moon?
No, because you're not a water sign.
Yeah.
Fire sign.
Not only are you not a water sign, but it's not like the sea levels are like... rising 6 feet out of the air. Basketball hoop height. So why would you?
But like, don't you understand the question I'm asking in all seriousness?
Yeah, like wouldn't the pool affect all of us?
Right.
But it doesn't.
It does in other ways, like sleeping in.
Yeah.
Okay. Thursday, just makes Jess oversleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving incredible weight. Okay, got it.
Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Anthony.
Anthony, you're calling 20. Congratulations.
You're checking out Benson Boone August 7th at the SAP Center.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
You are welcome. Hang on there and another chance to win tomorrow morning, same time. 6:40.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Lizzo is opening up about losing Zivi card. So listen to this. Lizzo was on Benny Blanco's podcast.
Oh,
and
podcast.
She revealed she didn't lose Zivi card until she was in her 30s. She's now 37, by the way. And she says
this was something recent.
She says she even spent years lying about it. Now she is in a relationship. She's been with this guy Mike Wright since 2021. But she says growing up, like, and everyone else had, you know, so many experiences, and she felt very out of place, and it's something that she was kind of embarrassed of, especially during college, where she would lie about it. And she remembers specifically being on a girls trip and having to like make up an experience that she had just to feel like she, you know, fit in. She was, you know, a little bit more. She felt very, I don't know if ashamed is the right word, but just embarrassed. She told herself when she was younger, and she revealed this on the podcast, that she wouldn't do that thing until she won a Grammy. And she finally won her first Grammy in January 2020. She actually won three that night. Now, the thing didn't happen immediately after that, but she
didn't like walk off stage and be like,
and immediately do it. No. But she says she was just a late bloomer. She didn't even have her first kiss until she was 21.
Whoa.
And that happens to people, you know? But it's crazy to put it on a Grammy because you literally never know when a Grammy could come your way.
You might not.
Not
what if you would have never won a Grammy?
Well, just some cobwebs would have grown. I mean, some people say like, oh, I got to wait till the third date, to the fourth date. You know, some people have rules like that, you know? But the Grammy rule. Wow. Okay.
She said...
Good for her.
She said that she blames, not that it's a bad thing, but her upbringing. She grew up in a very religious family. So waiting was something that she wanted to do. Have you guys been watching this new season of Survivor?
No.
Survivor is still a
you
thing?
You guys, we are on Survivor's 50th season.
50th?
Yes.
What are we doing?
I have never seen an episode of Survivor.
I saw some of the
you did
earlier. No, I'm only 28 and a half.
Right.
So my grandparents told me about it. Yeah, the first
so
season.
So for this new season, they brought back a bunch of previous players, and there's a bunch of celebrity cameos.
What are they, like,
well,
90 years old by now?
They're up there. One in particular, one of these celebrity cameos that has ruffled a lot of feathers, Mr. Beast, has an upcoming episode. Not only is he very divisive, yeah, but there's a lot of viewers who aren't feeling the celebrity cameo so much because they feel like it takes a lot of screen time away from the players. Like, Zach Brown was recently on the show, and even though it pulled in the show's highest ratings, like, for the season, there was some backlash and a lot of negativity online. So now there's reports saying that producers are planning to cut down Mr. Beast's screen time on his upcoming episode. TMZ is reporting, though, that that is false. They're well aware of the mixed reaction, the negativity surrounding him, but re-editing the episode just ain't happening. It's already done.
What is the divisiveness, however you want to say that, around Mr. Beast? Because, look, while I find him, like, kind of annoying, I don't, like, outright, like, I'm not angry about him because he does a lot of really good charity work and stuff like that.
I remember at the beginning, a lot of the stuff that he would do for charity, like in his videos, he's like helping people see for the first time that are blind, right. You know, things right. like that. A lot of people accused him of doing that just for show.
Well,
but he's still, yeah. if he was still helping
but he is
someone.
Still doing it. That's exactly yeah. how I feel. I remember there being some allegations recently about about some people that he worked with
right.
on his channel.
He employed, yeah.
Yeah.
I think some parents also don't like him just because they feel like he's not a good influence to their kids. I don't know why, but I've seen videos of people talking about this.
Really? I mean, Maybe dangerous stunts?
I find him very annoying. I couldn't watch his watch his videos for that reason.
Yeah,
so maybe
it's a lot of that, too.
Got
yeah.
it.
Just over the oversaturatedness
okay.
with him. Graham, what do you have?
All right, we are now on the verge of having our first ever trillionaire. SpaceX has filed the initial paperwork to IPO sell shares to the public for the first time. And based on the company's valuation, this will likely be one of the biggest public offerings of all time, as SpaceX projected to be worth as much as $1.5 trillion. SpaceX is, of course, Elon Musk's company. They're launching rockets and they have huge contracts with NASA. SpaceX also has Starlink, the world's largest satellite internet company. Well, Musk owns 42%. Of SpaceX shares. And according to current Forbes estimates and others, his current net worth, I had no idea it was already this high, $823 billion
oh
right now. I remember when Bill Gates and some of these guys were battling each other and Jeff Bezos to be over $100 billion and stuff like that. He's already at $823 billion. So if SpaceX goes public for
world hunger shouldn't even be a thing at this point.
The crazy Come part on. Is, like, people are choosing to give him money.
So when...
Which is tough because...
Yeah. When SpaceX does go public, even if they went for public at a much lower valuation, which, whatever, he'll still very easily surpass that $1 trillion net worth valuation. Doesn't mean he has $1 trillion in a bank account, you know, cash money, mm-hmm. but his total net worth, of course, based on all the shares
in
his company.
Can I ask a maybe stupid question, but hopefully there's some people wondering this. What does it mean exactly when a company goes public?
It means you can now, me or you or anybody else in the public, buy and hold shares of that company.
Got it.
On the stock market.
Okay.
So you can, you yourself, if you're like, I believe in SpaceX, you can own a teeny, teeny, tiny percent of the company by buying a share or a fraction of a share in that company.
Got you. Okay. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
If you could take a peek at a coworker's and nobody would find out, would you do it?
Whoa. Of course.
You would?
Wouldn't you? Nobody's going to find out.
I guess I'd look at a picture, but not like in person.
I don't want them to haul me into the bathroom and say, take a look at this.
But if they didn't know, like you just like.
Like I'm peeping over the top of the stall?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't know what we're talking about.
That sounds so creepy.
All right. Think about what that. You guys don't do that? All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so whatever that bleeped out word is, it's something we can play on these airwaves. It is PG and family friendly. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest. We want to be able to shout you out. But only the first person with the correct answer, the first correct answer of the morning, gets a JV show chug mug. So I would get your guesses in quickly.
Like right now, because we're going to play some of those first talk back. Next, after Justin Bieber, here's UConn on Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, when you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. If you could take a peek at a coworker's and nobody would find out, would you do it?
Yes.
I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, I would too.
I knew it.
This is a family show. It also depends, too. There's a lot of people I wouldn't peek at.
And depends on what we're talking about.
That, too.
I'd peek at all of it.
Ew!
Morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward. And I think the bleep that word is paycheck. Thank you. Have a good day.
Paycheck!
Far and away the most popular guest that's come in this morning. And I think we would all.
Everyone would like.
Everybody Definitely. Would take. There's not one person listening. They'd be like, no, don't show me. I don't want to see.
Don't care.
Yeah, of course you want to see.
Against the rules.
Morning, JV Show. Julie from Valley Springs. My guess for the bleeped out word is phone. All right. Happy Thursday. Have a great day, guys.
Phone. An incredibly popular guest there. A JV Show number one in Valley Springs, by the way.
I don't really care what's in your guys' phones.
But if you had the opportunity to see without us knowing.
I don't think I don't really care.
What's in your phone? Everything is in your phone. Yeah. Literally everything.
Yeah, but it's like, do I want to go through Jess's phone and like see a billion pictures of her cat? Like,
that's a
no.
Good point. Yeah, you probably do.
We get the same emails, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like, I just don't really care.
I guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is my name from Danville. I'm guessing today's word is salary.
Salary. There's another one of the most popular guesses this morning.
I would love to see that. I would love that.
Same thing as the old paycheck. Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to take a peek. I'd love to know.
Great guesses, but not the correct word. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, run on over to our iHeartRadio app, which you should already be streaming us on anyways, and then leave us a talk back with your guests and your name and city. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. If you could take a peek at a coworker's and nobody would find out, would you do it?
In a heartbeat. We all would.
Yeah. Depends what it is and depends who.
Obviously.
There's some people no.
Stay
keep
away.
That away from me. but let's go to your talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mondo from San Jose, and I believe the bleeped out word is diary. You'll find out in Graham's diary, he's actually a Raiders fan. Go Raiders, baby. Have a great day.
I mean, if you guys had a diary and Jess, you look like someone who does.
Yeah.
I'll
take that as a compliment.
I would read that if no one was going to find out, like if you weren't going to know.
And I would keep a diary if I knew that there was no way that in the future somebody would find it.
You can, they make them with that little lock, that little teeny tiny lock. With that little teeny tiny key. It's foolproof. Nobody can get into there.
You think someone's going to, like, break into your house and steal it? Like, what
obviously,
do you think is going to happen?
My secrets.
You never know. I think about that sometimes. Like, what if you did have that and then, like, you die in a car accident and then everyone's just like, oh, here's this diary. And let's have a look.
And then my entry from, like, the day before was just, like, a really embarrassing one or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have that.
See?
I mean, but they're going to go through, if that were to happen, they're going to go through all your text messages. Like, everything's going to be exposed anyways.
Yeah, but I feel like your diary is even deeper than text messages.
Okay.
Because it's what's within you.
Either way, I'm keeping a diary in my brain instead of on paper because I don't need somebody reading that.
You've gone digital.
Yeah, it's in the cloud now.
Hey, JV Show. Daisy from Lodi. So please, that word, their portfolio.
Portfolio.
That's a popular guest this morning. That's a great guest.
Do you guys have a portfolio?
No.
Kind of.
You do?
But I would take a look at, that's one in a heartbeat, you would look at anybody's.
Yeah.
You want to see what.
What kind of portfolio do you have, Graham?
A portfolio.
Like a modeling one with like your headshots?
No, I think what people that guess portfolio means like your investment portfolio. Oh. Like they want to see what kind of money you got.
Okay, my brain first went like modeling portfolio. Right.
Well, I have one of those too. Remember that one bread campaign where was my hands holding
you booked a hand
the
job.
Knife, putting the butter on the bread?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Marcy from Pinole. I think the bleeped out word is emails. Emails. Thanks. Bye.
What about that one? Any interest?
No.
Not work email. Personal email.
No,
maybe,
I still don't.
But it'd just be too much to sort. Unless you were knew specifically what you were looking for regarding a certain incident or something. I don't even have time to read my own emails. Yeah. Like, reading someone else's sounds exhausting.
Oh, yeah, I don't read my own. But I would be, like, curious. Like, what are you guys subscribing to?
Oh, okay.
You know?
A lot of stores.
I guess.
It could be nothing, but I don't know.
What's up, JV Show? It's Jim from Hayward. I think today's bleeped out word is 401k. I have a good one.
401k. All right, here's today's clip on bleeped. If you could take a peek at a coworker's 401k and nobody would find out, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah. There's another one in a heartbeat. I want to see it.
Me too. Show me. Show me all of it.
Show me.
Show me everyone's.
Let me see. I should probably get one first. So you'd have something to look at. Anyways, yeah, the Jim and Hayward. Let's give him a shout out. He's getting a brand new JV Show, a chug mug. Nice work. And this is kind of shocking to me. Did he have the only correct answer this morning? And why did I say
he did?
So quickly? Yeah. He was the only person?
He was, yeah.
How? So many people so close. All kinds of pay-related guesses. Pay stub, pay check, you know, salary, contract, everywhere you can think of dancing around the pay, which were all great guesses this morning, but only Jim in Hayward. What's up, Jim? What's up? Happy Thursday. Getting a new chug mug for that one. Other very popular guesses this morning that I want to just throw out, house or apartment. Popular guesses, would you like to see a coworker's house or see where they live?
Yeah,
I guess.
It's a great way to judge them.
I know. I would be very curious to see some of our coworkers' homes. A desk. You guys have any curiosity to see what's inside people's desks?
Nah, not really.
No, yeah, me neither. Boring. Like, I know what a stapler looks like. And then a lot of people guessed lunch or like lunch bag or thing like that. I don't care what you eat. That doesn't bother me. A purse was another popular guess. I'll throw that out to you ladies.
Minus the R or with the R?
Both. Do you have any interest in seeing what's in another lady's purse? To me, that like, I don't care. I know what a pack of gum looks like and a thing of lipstick.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
Really? Have you guys never seen a What's in My Purse video ever? On TikTok? Instagram? Anywhere?
Do we look like someone who's seen those?
You're right.
Do I look like somebody that's sitting around at home watching a What's in My Purse video?
I do like watching those, though.
What's in their purse?
A lot of times it's like their favorite fragrance or their lip glosses or I don't know. I'm curious.
Who gives a fart?
You didn't let me finish. What's in their purse?
I don't know.
All right. Has there ever been anything in one of these purse videos where you're just like, oh my God, they have that in their purse?
No, it's all the same.
A lot of the times I only watch it if like it's a purse I want.
Anybody ever find like an old sandwich or something that they packed for something like a week ago? And they're like, that's where my tuna fish sandwich was. I left it in my purse.
Interesting stuff.
No, but I've found like old oranges in my backpack.
That's
sometimes.
Disgusting.
That is gross.
Sometimes you forget about it. Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Jasmine listening from Sacramento. Thought I'd give you guys an update on my gallbladder removal. Recovery is so bad, but I will say I'm 9 days post-op, and I just feel like someone kicked me in the torso. I'm just a little sore now, so it's not as bad, but I'm alive, so yay.
You're alive.
Okay, so that's good. Yeah, she left us a talk back the morning that she was going in for that surgery, and I think, Selena, it was you that said the surgeon was probably going to leave some instrument in there. And we don't know yet because it sounds like the recovery is very painful. Mm-hmm. She may have a scalpel or something lodged in there.
Possibly. We don't know. Some gauze.
Yeah.
Left
a sponge
Hopefully
in there.
Hopefully not, but we shall see.
Yeah.
Why are we manifesting this?
You did. I'm just bringing it up because you did.
Well, we're wishing you a speedy recovery, all jokes aside. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 3-4-9. Hi, who's this?
It's Nevaeh.
Hi, Nevaeh. You
A what now?
Oh, and dad, too.
Nevaeh and dad! Welcome to the JV Show! All right, so you are caller 20, which means you're going to be on to play our Yup Nope game. Here's how this works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You guys just got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you're winning.
Tickets for Lily Allen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Yes. Question number one. If two lines are perpendicular to each other, how many times do they intersect?
Two.
Nope. Once. They intersect once.
Just once.
Oh,
they cross each other just one time and then continue on their merry ways just once. All right. Question number two. You guys got to clean sweep them from here to win. You can do it. Question number two. Susan B. Anthony was the first woman to be featured on a coin circulated in the United States. How much was her coin worth?
A dollar?
Yep.
Yes.
That's correct. The Susan B. Anthony dollar.
Here we go. Question number three. The American version of the TV show The Office is set in what city?
Grand Ohio.
What do you say?
Grand Ohio.
I mean, I'll give you Scranton. Scranton's in Pennsylvania, but close.
Yeah, and the question Ohio was what city? So you got that. You got it correct.
Got the city. Oh, okay. Got the city part right. Yes. Pennsylvania, Ohio, they're buddies. They're right there by each other.
Are they?
Yeah. You ever looked at a map before? They're right out
Once
there.
Or twice. I don't remember anything from that side of the country, though.
Yeah, it's a little jumbly. It gets a little jumbly over there. All right, question number four. You guys can do it. You need this one to win the game. There are seven NHL hockey teams from Canada. Just name one of them.
Toronto Maple.
You're close.
Maple. What?
Maple, Toronto. The Canucks.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll take it.
Vancouver Canucks.
The Vancouver Canucks. The Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs. You guys were right there. Not the Toronto Maples. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
You had it, though. You did it. Canucks. Yeah.
Checking out Lily Allen at Chase Center September 23rd, and you're getting these tickets before they even go on sale.
Nice. Well, congratulations, you guys. Have a great rest of your day. You are very welcome. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we got a real quick talk back before we get to your DM shouts.
Okay.
Buenos dias, JV Show. Just wanted to send a very special birthday shout out to my favorite niece, Esmeralda. She's turning that big warm float today. And a little funny story about my niece's birth is that my sister's water broke on April 1st, aka April Fool's Day. We all swore it was a prank and she was joking. Turned out she was not. And the joke was on us because 18 hours later she was born. Anyways, I'm forever grateful for her little life. Love you. I hope you have a special day today.
Aww.
Yes.
What a great story. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true. I got a couple DMs here. First one. Hi, Wild 94.9. This is my first time sending a shout out. I just wanted to greet my son, Kai. A very happy, happy ninth birthday. We're so proud of you and love you so much. Love mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy and little brother, Jax. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, Kai. Hope you had a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you give my son, Ryder, an early birthday shout out. He turns 13 on Saturday, and I can't believe he's officially going to be a teenager. Thank you for being the best son/brother ever, always helpful around the house, and for always being so kind to your sisters. You're growing up to be an amazing person and basketball player, and we can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. We love you so much. Love mom, dad, Shayla, and Sage. Yes, happy, happy early birthday to Ryder.
Who gives a fart?
She said he's on spring break. He's not going to be listening tomorrow. You can still listen on spring break. Just to let you know, we'll still be here. All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, hope you're doing well. Could you please greet my son, Mateo? We call him Macho. A happy birthday. He's turning 7'6" into 7'6"7", which is his favorite. Listening to you guys every morning on the way to school. Have a great day at school on your birthday, Macho. We'll continue the celebration this weekend somewhere very fun. Ooh, love you lots. Daddy, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And Ate Mika and JV Show. You guys rock! Yes.
Aw, thank you.
Happy birthday, Macho.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here from myself to my older brother, Chris. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, brother. Love you, man.
Who gives a fart?
Wow, that was so heartfelt.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to, like, you know, bore people with all the details. But, yeah, he's a good big brother, and that's it.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Amir from Utah. Just called in to try and play the Yep Nope game, and I was caller 19. Isn't that convenient, Jess? Anyways, I am flying out to New York tonight with my husband, and I still have to work today, and I have not yet packed. So, yeah, feeling a little stressed.
Amira?
And by a little, I mean a lot.
What are you waiting for? Get on it.
Well, she should be spending her time trying to play the yep-nope game, and right. If she was better at timing her calls, mm-hmm. She could have been caller 20.
Wasn't meant to be for you today.
Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, the Artemis II rocket carrying four astronauts successfully launched yesterday, which was awesome, but apparently there's already a problem with the toilet on board.
Oh, my God. It's like going to be like, instead of poop cruise, it's poop space flight?
It might.
Oh, no.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So JD's prison release date has been moved up again.
Why? Why are
we
doing
this? I don't know. As you know, he's still in there serving his 50-month sentence, which wasn't long enough to begin with. His release date has fluctuated several times since he's been in there. His initial release date was May 8th, 2028. Then it was pushed back, if you recall, to June 4th because he had gotten in some trouble there in prison. Then it was moved up to April 25th, and now they've moved it up another 10 days. So his new release date is April 15th, 2028. Today's April 2nd. The man is getting out in 2 years.
2 years?
Isn't that crazy?
There was a time where we thought we may not see this guy again.
Yeah, I thought
he's going to go away for a long time.
Right, that's what I thought.
2 years? He's probably in there playing pickleball and still getting baby oil smuggled to him in there.
Ew.
This
it's
going to
go by so fast.
Yeah. I can't believe that with everything that he did, all the evidence that they had, this is still happening.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift's upcoming nuptials. Remember, we don't know for sure, but the rumored wedding date is June 13th. That's the rumor. And according to new reports, Taylor is planning to go non-traditional, at least when it comes to this one thing. She will not be having a bridal party. All her besties are going to be there, like, yay, besties. Reports say she's even asked her closest friends to spend the night before the wedding, but there are going to be no formal bridesmaids.
All eyes on her.
I think it's not even so much that. Maybe she doesn't want people reading too much into it. Like, why wasn't this person a bridesmaid? With everything going on with Blake Lively, you know?
Yeah, it would cause drama.
I think it's for the best.
Drama in the girl squad.
Definitely. As for everything else, she is going super traditional. Her dad walking her down the aisle. They're going to do the father-daughter and mother-son dance. Everything else is going to happen. We also have some Travis Kelce bachelor party details.
Ooh. Ooh. I can't wait for my invite.
A source says he's going to be having a chill trip with his brother and some of his buddies at the end of next month in the Bahamas.
Sure, that's what you tell your future
Nothing
wife.
Nothing crazy.
Dude, it's going to be super chill. It's just like my brother and a couple guys. We're going to be mellow. Like, we're not even probably going to go out at night.
Nothing
we're just gonna,
crazy.
Like, hang at the room
super
and like
laid
talk.
Back. Yeah. Super chill. Like, their big bachelor outing is going to be golf and then dinner afterwards. At least that's what they want Taylor to think.
Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah, we're going to play golf.
We're just going to be
golfing.
Probably
have an early dinner. We're going to be so tired from
being
out in the sun all day. Yeah, we'll probably crash out early.
Like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
How much of this wedding do you think we'll get to actually see, though?
Not much.
I mean, just the very, very staged pictures that they released.
Yeah, like a month after.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Artemis II rocket carrying four astronauts successfully launched yesterday, which was really exciting. But let's talk about everything that's going to happen next on their mission to the moon. They're on a 10-day journey around the moon and back. Again, they're not stopping at the moon and landing. That's too dangerous. And unfortunately, there's already a problem with their toilet on board.
Poop
engineers
rocket.
Say that troubleshooting problems like this is sort of the first thing the astronauts do about the first 8-10 hours into their mission. And there are a few issues like this that have popped up, but it sounds like this one with the toilets, just a simple water valve fix. They think something maybe jarred loose or something while, you know, when the rocket was taking off. So hopefully they won't have to switch to their space diapers and they can drop some cosmic zero gravity number twos on their little rocket toilet soon.
It's like they have the diapers on anyways. Who needs a toilet?
Yeah, but could you imagine being on a 10-day journey with no toilet and you got to just keep going in your pants and then just jettisoning it out
the side
of the
rocket?
They
literally do that anyways. They wear diapers.
Selena's one space fact is about the space diapers, and we don't know if it's really a fact or not.
How do you
How do you change the diaper is my question.
You have somebody else do it.
Yeah, you get on the changing table and you put your little astronaut legs up and then somebody comes along, wipes it, cleans it up, and then they put it in the like that little pod and they hit the eject button, it goes out into space.
Oh wait, I forgot to tell you, you know how I was watching the Lamar Odom Netflix documentary the other night, and I told you, like, when he was in the hospital after that near fatal overdose, like, he could not do anything himself. Yeah. And so he has everybody coming in to, like, clean him. He couldn't even use the bathroom, and he couldn't control, you know, his
what happens?
The bowel movements. He said that Chloe would come in and change him.
That's true.
I have
love.
A question I know. About the documentary, because I didn't quite get to finish it. I basically just started it, but I saw a lot of people saying that he didn't even thank her in the documentary for everything that she did for him. Because, I mean, if she was, like, wiping,
somebody's wiping you, you gotta thank him.
Like, doing all of it. Because she stood by his side.
That's fine.
Can
we get back to the space mission?
Yeah, that's right.
We're in space right now. Today is an important day on the astronaut's journey because if everything's working properly, then they're going to initiate a translunar injection burn. It basically means they're going to be propelled on an irreversible path towards the moon. On Monday, they're going to fly around the moon at a very safe distance of about 6,000 miles. Whoa. They say it'll look like the size of a basketball held out at arm's length to the astronauts looking out the window. You would think they'd get a little closer, but whatever. When they go around the dark side of the moon, they will venture likely farther from Earth than any humans have ever ventured into space before. It's pretty long distance, more than 200-something thousand miles in front of me. I lost that exact number, but it's very far out there.
That's
and
so
then
scary.
After that flyby, the astronauts are going to spend the final few days of the mission traveling back to Earth, and they're scheduled to splash down into the Pacific Ocean off San Diego on April 10th. That's if everything goes according to plan.
Gotcha.
But you know in the movies, when they start getting farther away from Earth, they go around the dark side of the moon, then the thing just keeps going. They keep getting farther, farther away, and they're like, mayday, mayday. And then, like, nobody can help them because how are you going to get out there to space fast enough? And they can't go back to the moon because we don't know how to land on that thing. And then they're just drifting aimlessly for all times, and then they have to start eating each other on board the aircraft.
This is a family show.
Then they start running out of oxygen.
Oh my God.
I've seen this in the movies. But hopefully none of that. Hopefully none of that happens, and the only hiccup is the thing with the toilet.
All right. Next on the JV show, Graham. I know you want to talk about Bigfoot.
Yeah, you guys, the Bigfoot community rocked.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The Bigfoot community up in arms.
They're shook, you guys. They are shook. I don't know if this has come across your radar, but the Bigfoot searching or Bigfoot believing community out there, of which there are a lot of you listening, a lot of people believe in Bigfoot, their core, their identity is being absolutely rocked, being shook right now by some new evidence that's coming to light. Look, we all have seen either a still image or the video clip from 1967. It's that grainy footage where you see Bigfoot walking through Northern California forest, and then he, like, turns and kind of looks at the camera briefly and then keeps going on. And that has been the cornerstone of all Bigfoot believers' beliefs, that this is their best piece of evidence. He has been captured on video. And despite numerous attempts to debunk that video, nobody's been able to do it. And people have just kind of, amongst the Bigfoot community, have widely accepted that as this is their evidence that he is out there somewhere and their best piece of evidence. Well, a new movie, a new documentary film called Capturing Bigfoot just premiered at South by Southwest. And unfortunately for the Bigfoot believing community, in this documentary film, everything sort of gets debunked because somebody came across a piece of video that had not yet been developed. I mean, we're talking about the 60s, so some old-timey film. And they said, hey, could you help me develop this film? It once belonged to somebody, apparently, that was involved in that original film. They call that one the Patterson-Gimlin film, and everybody knows that original one. This piece of video is from about, I should say film. This piece of film is from about a year earlier, and it shows a man dressing up in that Bigfoot costume and doing sort of a dress rehearsal dry run for that video.
No way.
And
my gosh.
Only the people that have seen the premiere of this Capturing Bigfoot documentary at South by Southwest have seen this. So the Bigfoot community largely has not seen this, but apparently this video evidence is pretty damning for that video, as it is the same people involved in that. And it's been verified and seems to be actual.
That's crazy.
A factual piece.
You would think that that person would want credit. at some point, you know? Like, yeah, do it. Dress up as Bigfoot. Let everyone think that this is a real thing. But then at some point, 5-10 years, and you see, like, how big it's gotten, wouldn't you want credit for that?
And be like, April Fools.
Or something. Like, hey, it was me. Or do you think he, at that point, like, no one would have believed him?
And I think that person has since passed away. So right. they carried that one to the grave. That's the greatest Bigfoot prank of all time. But unfortunately for you Bigfoot believers, it looks like, according to this new piece of video evidence that surfaced, that thing was faked and staged.
So one little video's fake. What about the rest of them?
Where are the other ones?
You know, there's been a lot in our lifetime that have popped up.
And they've all been pretty much debunked or somebody's taking credit for them. That was the one. That was the holy grail of Bigfoot evidence.
Wow.
And it turns out, according to this new documentary and this new piece of surfaced film evidence, that it was all faked.
So, do you think people are going to try to debunk the fakery, like the hardcore believers, are they not gonna believe?
Right.
There are some people, rather big names in the Bigfoot community, also that are like basically changing their opinion. But again, that only a certain number of people have seen this new movie so far. So the jury is still out for a lot of people. So I'm assuming a lot of members, although the shockwaves are going through the Bigfoot community right now, a lot of people are probably holding out hope that they can debunk this somehow or whatever, because they've been clinging to this 1967 clip forever that they thought was the irrefutable proof of Bigfoot's existence. But unfortunately,
this kind of makes me sad.
Makes you sad. Yeah. Do you believe
the end of an era?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like the end of an era. And although it's like I wanted to believe that there was a Bigfoot thing, like we would have fun talking about it on the show. Do I really believe?
Like we could bring Bigfoot on as a guest. Like, what have you been doing all these years? How come we've never found your bones?
It was just a fun thing to believe in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But is it a fun thing to believe in?
Yeah.
Hey, Bigfoot, how come we've never found your skeleton, but we found the dinosaur skeletons from 50 million years ago?
But it was fun to believe that, like, somewhere it was out there.
I think it's more fun to believe that there are people going through great lengths to dress up like Bigfoot and hoax people. Yeah. I think that's funnier.
Well, it was always, like, a fun thing when new videos would pop up.
Exactly.
You know? And then, I mean,
I don't want that to go away.
But that 1967 film and the still image from it, when Bigfoot looks towards whoever's recording
it. I want to see that. Do you happen to know when it, I know it just premiered at South by Southwest, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Do you know when it will be available to everyone?
I don't know. It has not been widely released.
Not for a minute, probably. Dang it.
It's on the film festival circuit right now. But man.
That's crazy.
Take a moment and say your goodbyes to Bigfoot, you guys.
No.
It's a sad
day. Wow. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. It's Belinda Melinda. Happy Thursday. Just wanted to wish my wife, Janessa, a belated birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, but we will be celebrating this weekend with family. So can't wait for that. Just hope she enjoys this next year. And I love her very much. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Happy birthday. Belated birthday to Janessa.
Who gives a fart?
And let me just apologize because Belinda Melinda left us a talkback yesterday. And I forgot to play it, but it was right during when we were having the naked mom discussion. If you missed that, go back and podcast the show. There was a lot of talkbacks coming in there about naked moms and naked dads, even. And so I got sidetracked and I misplaced that talkback. But happy belated birthday to Janessa. And once again,
who gives a fart?
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Earthquake! Not right now, but last night, early this morning, actually, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck near Boulder Creek at 1:41 a.m. Although it was more, you know, in the Santa Cruz area, people all around the bay reported feeling the shaking. Jess, you said your place was swaying back and forth.
It did. Selena, feel it.
No.
I
didn't.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, my God.
All right, mostly bad day for Bay Area sports fans. Giants unable to complete the sweep in San Diego. They got pounded by the Padres 7-1. They start a new series tonight against the Mets at Oracle Park. And the Warriors lost to the Spurs at Chase Center 127-113. But the San Jose Sharks, we needed something good to happen yesterday. They pulled out a come-from-behind win, scoring two late goals to beat the Anaheim Ducks 4-3.
Nice. The rain is now a thing of the past, at least for now. You guys enjoy plenty of sunshine today. And for the next couple of days, highs will be in the low to mid-60s. It's going to be a little bit of a gusty afternoon as well. All right.
Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Your boss is going to notice that project you've been grinding on. So speak up about that raise before someone else takes credit for it. A friend might get weirdly competitive with you today over something random. And honestly, let them have their moment while you stay unbothered.
Yes.
Set a boundary with family drama that's going on around you right now. For real. Today's the day to actually do it instead of just thinking about it.
For real.
For real.
We are kicking off our meeting in the ladies' room next. Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for our meeting in the ladies' room.
Got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk about manspreading? Please.
What do you want? It depends what you want to talk about.
I saw this post last week and I wanted to save it for our meeting in the ladies' room. There's a woman named Nadia who shared a picture of her. She's on a flight and she's sitting in between two men. And Jess is getting the photo up on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story right now. And she was like tightly sandwiched between their legs. Like they're manspreading, taking up all the space. And her legs, I mean, there's no space in between her legs. They are like shut like tightly because there's just no space for anything, and people were commenting like, hey, you need to tell them that, you know, they're taking up all the space, complain to the flight attendant that you feel like uncomfortable, that they're touching you, you should be able to move somewhere else. Now she did say one of the guys in this photo was her boyfriend, so it wasn't too bad. She was able to just lean over to his side, but this happens to women all the time, and you can see the picture. It is now up on our Instagram story. Graham, can you guys, like, not manspread? I don't understand it. You see that it's inconveniencing someone next to you. How hard would it be to just not do that?
Okay, look, I'm not a manspreader per se. Like, I'm not going to move my legs in such a manner that is impeding, particularly on an airplane seat or on BART or whatever,
because
crossing over to the other side. There's
an
invisible line there.
Where I've had to sit an entire flight legs crossed just so this guy's leg is not rubbed up against mine. It is very uncomfortable.
Now, in defense of men here, though, let me just say there are a couple of mainly one anatomical difference here.
He got a knot.
That makes it difficult for us to sit with our legs smushed together. And you ladies can't understand that because you don't have something there that's going to get smushed.
Right. So basically,
he got a
knot.
You're
saying your comfort is more important than anybody else's comfort then.
No, I'm not saying that because look, I'm not somebody that would ever.
Not Graham, but other guys.
I would never impede across the imaginary line. I'm very, very aware of like whose armrest that is on a flight and stuff like that. I would never impede to someone else's side, but just there's just one major anatomical difference there, and it you can't sit with your legs smushed together. It doesn't really work like that. Also, in defense of, look, it's not always true. Guys are generally larger. Do you know what I mean? We are generally taller or bigger than you ladies, and so we do take up, so our legs take up more space just by the sheer mass of it, because our legs are bigger. Generally. Not always true.
That doesn't mean you get half of my leg space either, though.
I totally agree with you, but I'm just saying, if you would understand, if you had a boob between your legs or something, that you can't just sit there and smush it and just mash it together.
How come some guys, can sit with their legs crossed?
You can sit with your legs.
So then do that. Why do I have to sit with my legs crossed if I don't want to?
I see, but I couldn't sit with my legs crossed on a flight. My knee would hit into the seat in front of me. That would make it even more uncomfortable. You can sit with your legs running parallel to each other.
See,
you can't sit with them all the way smushed up, your thighs smushed up together against each other. You just can't. It doesn't work like that.
But the problem is you guys
I'm not advocating for manspreading here. Just to let everybody know. I'm not advocating. I'm just saying that's probably why.
What do men do when it's three men?
Oh, right.
in on a flight.
Everybody's
in the
legs and business be touching.
That's disgusting.
Do you know what I mean? See, wow. I end up in the aisle seat more likely than not, and I daylight my leg out into the aisle, and then it gets run over by that cart. But whatever, I'd rather have it run into that than
the person next to you
sitting next to me.
Not everyone is like that. Or, I mean, a lot of guys, they have to have that window seat. And, I mean, they can't extend further than the wall. And so they're all, you know,
into the
middle space. It's so annoying.
I've had many a middle seat, and I'll sit there like a damn pencil. And I hate it. And it's so uncomfortable.
We appreciate men like you, Graham. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for the little space you
got. Do you think guys don't know that they're doing it? I think,
They know. They just don't care. you see like a dainty woman next to you, they don't care. They want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're like, well, nobody's using that space there. Let me just, you know.
No, it's because we don't want our legs touching.
Selena,
and it's like the more we move over to not be touched, the more room you think you have.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Would you ever say something?
No, and that's what makes this worse. It's like I'd be afraid to even complain.
Right.
I'm with you because if you said something, then the rest of the flight is super awkward after that.
Yeah.
It's already uncomfortable, and now it's going to be uncomfortable and awkward.
It's not like you're going to get moved. It's a full flight, you know, and then you still got to sit next to that person, and you just complain about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucked.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our meeting in the ladies' room. We're talking about man spreading on flights.
Morning, JV Show. Christina from Roseville again. I'm calling to comment on the flight situation. I was on a flight to London one time, and I got seated where there were four seats in the middle. I was completely on my own, so I had all four to myself. I fell asleep. A couple hours later, I woke up. This lady was laying on all three seats with her feet on my lap. I could not believe it. I definitely pushed her feet off, and I called the stewardess over to tell her to move because she was supposed to be in the front. Anyway.
What?
It can get chilly on flights, and your feet can get cold, so you put them on the neighbor or stranger's lap,
no.
Right? Warm them up.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Okay, so it's not just men with the bad man-spreading etiquette on flights. You ladies are guilty of some stuff, too, and you know it.
But that one's not, I mean, that is like man, woman, anybody. It's just, that's just
like
wrong.
That's like psychopath
man
behavior.
Man spreading is something that men do like everywhere.
That's true.
You know, so I think it's a little bit different. Jess, you want to throw something into our meeting in the ladies'
room? Yes. I want to ask you guys, what would be the correct reaction in this scenario? So a guy posted a video saying that his wife is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, lucky him.
Her name is Tori. And so he's in the crowd at a game, right? And he's talking about...
Her name
about
is Tori?
Tori. T-O-R-I. And he is in the crowd of a game. He's talking about Tori. And then an older man says, oh, you're here for Tori too?
Tori Skillings.
Tori Spelling was her name.
Tori Skillings is the...
Oh, Tori Skillings.
Yeah, it's the cheerleader.
So then the old man is like, she's beautiful. The old man's like, oh,
now
are
I'm
going
to furiously Google. T-O-R-I.
He's like, oh, are you here for Tori too? And so the guy obviously is like, yeah. And the old man's like, oh, yeah, I come here all the time to see the ladies. Like, she's my favorite. Tori's my favorite. So the guy's like, oh, yeah, that's my wife. So he's like, oh, my God, no way. Like, that's so cool. Like, you're a lucky man. I actually have so many photos of Tori. Do you want to see? This old man pulls out his phone and proceeds to show Tori's husband, who is in the crowd, an entire album that he had in his phone labeled Tori with a ton of pictures of her.
Oh, my God, that is creepy.
Some that didn't even include her face. And... like, the old man even offers, like, hey, do you want me to send these to you? Like, you know, he thinks nothing of it. The guy, which is the husband, he admits that he did think it was creepy, but he mentioned that he was just, like, polite. He declined getting the pictures from this man, and he just moved on. But people in the comments were like, that's all you did? You were polite? You didn't defend her? Like, I fear you are not grasping the gravity of this situation. So others were saying.
But although it's creepy, is it really causing any harm?
Can't he be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders like the rest of us?
We go to concerts, we go to games, and we take pictures of the players on the field or whatever.
You guys go to see Usher in concert, you're going to take a bunch of pictures of Usher's abs as he's dunking cherries into ladies' mouths.
See? So that's what other people were saying. What did you want him to do? Get in a fight? So what is the correct way to go about the situation? Because I'm sure, Graham, if this was you, you would be so creeped out by something like this happening and knowing that somebody else has pictures of your wife's, like, zoomed in body.
How would you handle this, Graham? What would your reaction be?
I think I would handle it like that guy did, where there's like, is there any real recourse that I can do? I can be like, whoa, that's hella creepy. Like, I could say something like that, but is there, like, am I going to punch the guy? No. Is there something legally I can do? No, he's allowed to take pictures of what's happening on the field.
I know he is, but I would still, like, expect something else from my husband. I don't know what. I don't want him to, like, obviously it's not worth getting into a fight over, but I don't know. I would just want you to be like, hey, bro, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can say that, and I'd probably say that, but outside of that, what... like, legitimately, what you can't tell someone not to do that.
Yeah,
they're allowed to take pictures.
This is a tough one because I mean, you'd be the one at fault if you just all of a sudden got into a random fight with this guy just because he had pictures of somebody who is out in public.
And what are you going to go do when they put out the Dallas Cowboys, you know, swimsuit calendar and 10,000 guys buy it? Am I going to go to each of their garages and punch them? You can't have my wife
it's
up in here.
It's different when it's like a published thing, but like you're going and you have a whole album in your phone. Like, I don't know. It's giving like stalker vibes.
I think that would be my main concern. Like if
he's upset, like it's an obsession.
Yeah.
And I would be worried about that. Like it evolving into something else.
I would too. But what can I can't prove that he's broken the law as a stalker. He hasn't followed me to my house or anything. Our house, like, I don't know. I don't know what you do. It would be very unsettling and very creepy, but like, I don't know. I don't know I don't know what you would do. And there are plenty of people, I'm sure, that sort of stalk somebody and follow their Instagram and look at their pictures every day. Is that it? You know, like, is that that much different? Yeah. Sort of the same thing.
I had
a bit
of a stalker once, you guys.
You had a stalker? It was creepy. Yeah.
But you were kind of flattered, you said?
No.
Wait, I need to hear the story.
Well, he would, he pretended to win something at the radio station when I was in Salinas. And I'm assuming it was the same guy because he showed up and once I showed up to the station to supposedly like give him his tickets, I guess, he started talking to me about a bunch of other random stuff. Like, oh, is there a way that I can connect with you? Like, I have these projects coming up, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know,
nice. You should have collabed.
That opened up like, whole like Instagram account that was made with my pictures saying like, this is my best friend. Like, I can't wait for us to like, you know, have more memories together.
And
like,
he had made a doll out of you out of hairs he had collected from the office floor.
He would send like letters, like written letters to the station.
Were they cut out of letters out of magazines, pasted onto a piece of paper? That's not that creepy then.
Like saying like, that I was his best friend, like saying all these things, like he dropped off. One time I was at the station all by myself and I'm ready to leave and I open the door and there are like flowers and chocolates and just a bottle of water.
So sweet.
Like outside of the station. I was so scared because I was like, he could be watching
me. Don't drink the water.
Right.
Oh my
God.
Did you just leave it there?
Yeah, I did. I took a picture of it, left it there, and then went inside. And then I called a bunch of people because I was like, what do I do?
How do you know that was for you? What if it was for somebody else in the office for Valentine's Day?
Misconceited over here. Yeah. That was someone's husband.
They must be for me. They were for Janet and sales.
There was a letter.
All right. Today's hottest trending. We're getting to it next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kim K and Kris Jenner just suffered a major setback in court. But this might be good for us because there might be some more information coming out that we might want to know about. Okay. So you know how they've been going back and forth in court with Ray J? Like, it's the strangest feud, but this is what's going on in 2026. Ray filed a lawsuit against them, accusing them of violating the settlement that they all had to sign, barring them from talking about the infamous sex tape. Ray says that they violated that by talking about it on their Hulu show. He was also accusing them of orchestrating and selling the entire thing. So since these allegations have been made, Kim and Kris have been trying so hard to keep details of the settlement under wraps because certain details would, quote, cause serious harm to their privacy. And here's the latest. The judge just shut that down, saying that Kim and Kris failed to provide any real evidence that making the agreement public would actually cause any harm. Also, he pointed out the tape has been out forever.
Yeah.
Everyone already knows about it. It's public knowledge. So what would suddenly create harm?
Great point.
So sensitive information like banking details, that's going to remain sealed, but everything else is fair game.
Oh,
love
my
it.
God.
Let's unpack.
So, like, we might find out how this tape got out. Did Kris play a role or not?
That's going to be an interesting little paper trail to follow.
Wait.
Yep. Let's find out.
Oh, that day cannot come fast enough.
You know what's crazy is, like, they're going to make even more money out of this because they'll just be like, in the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever.
That, and it's going to renew a lot of interest in the tape and people are going to go back wanting to buy it. I mean, there's a whole generation of people that don't even know that happened to Kim. They just know her as Kim. She's just always been famous.
That is true.
You know?
Because she's been famous for a long time
now. All these high school boys are just finding this out. Like, what?
Then they're going to watch that and be like, nah, I've seen way better other stuff on the internet.
I don't know if you saw, Kylie Jenner recently did like a podcast with Kid Cudi, a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Well, in that one, she...
Don't mention that! I wanted to talk about that later.
I'll take that out of the podcast. Continue. Moving on.
God.
Go ahead. Well, you have anything for trending?
Oh, well, I didn't know you were finished. So I was just issuing the alert.
We're finished. We're moving on.
Got it. All right. With the partial government shutdown causing huge airport delays and long lines getting through TSA over the past couple weeks, sounds like that's going to be resolved soon. But here at SFO, we're about to get our own dose of flight delays, and it has nothing to do with any of that. Airport officials say we will probably be seeing delays on as many as 25% of arriving flights for up to 30 minutes for a couple of reasons. First, SFO in the midst of a construction project that's going to take the two north-south runways out of action for 6 months. So that's going to sort of bottleneck things for arriving and probably departing flights as well. But now the FFA, Future Farmers of America, the FAA, they have now stepped in that's the FFA. The FAA has stepped in now, and they're saying that SFO can no longer allow side-by-side approaches into SFO's parallel east-west runways. Have you ever been on a flight into SFO when you look out the window and you're like, oh, there's another plane that's landing at the same time as us?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it happens all the time. You're coming into those two runways, they're landing parallel, and they're far enough apart, but you always look out like, oh, I guess we're going to do this at the same time. And up until this time, they weren't allowed to do that in bad weather, but in clear weather, yes, planes could land side-by-side. The FAA says, nope, we are no longer going to allow that. So now SFO has to figure out how to accommodate that, because that did expedite landings. You could have two happen at the same time. Now they have to be staggered out. And so that is going to cause delays on incoming flights. Again, as many as 25% of all arriving flights could be delayed due in part to this runway construction project that's closing two of the runways, and then the fact that now planes cannot land.
There is nothing worse than like you finally getting back home, and there's nothing you want more than just getting off that dang plane.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And having to sit there forever. It's all hot because they turned it off, and like the air's off, and oh my God. It's
That's a different issue, but I'm talking about the actual landing when the plane's still going.
I'm just saying the delays.
Got it. Because of all this. Different delay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. It's Ed without the haircut. Listen, I don't want to be a Jessica here, but how can you guys subject us to months and months and months of Christy Gnome's commercials? And now all of a sudden, her husband and wife does something crazy, and you guys are going to talk about it? No. I'm sorry. I can't let that slide. I want to talk to your manager. Right now.
I agree. You can be a total Jessica about that. And we should have given this more time, because this story has me absolutely
in shambles.
Edgar is absolutely right. We have unfortunately aired a lot of Christy Gnome on these airwaves for a very long time. It's upset a lot of people.
Right.
And look, in 2023 and other times in her career as a governor and otherwise in politics, she's rallied hard, tried to get colleges and universities in South Dakota to ban any sort of a drag show or anything like that, because, oh, it's so terrible. And then it turns out her husband is dressing in drag basically himself. So this, the hypocrisy and the irony or whatever you want to call it is not lost on us. And I am absolutely sliving with the story. I love it. It is fantastic.
Yeah. By the way, we are the JV Show, Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't forget to get those Giants talkbacks in.
Yep. Let us know who you would take with you if you won these four tickets to their game happening April 7th at Oracle Park against the Phillies. That's all you have to do. Leave us a talkback. That's how you'll be entered to win.
We're going
to
be picking the winning talkback tomorrow morning, 9:05, I think. So go leave those talkbacks right now before you get to what you want to talk about. Graham, should we call PETA on Jess?
Why?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I assume I'm going to just say yes, we should.
Because she came into work today wearing a fur coat.
Stop, you guys.
That's right.
You guys, her hoodie is covered in cat hair.
I am literally like, I'm wearing a fur
coat. What kind of animal
coat
did you kill for this coat?
The amount of shedding that happens with my cat, right? Like, I brush her a lot. I try to not come into work like this. I apologize that you have to see
especially
me like this.
Let a little bit of cat dander or whatever they call it float onto me. My kids are so allergic. I cannot be taking no cat for home.
I'm going to be sneezing the rest of the day.
I know.
Usually I bring bring in, you know, my lint roller. I lint roll before I leave the house, or I bring it with me. But as you guys know, and you can podcast the show,
just had a rough start.
I overslept a little bit this morning. So, yes, I am wearing my cat hoodie today.
Yep.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, this is a really sweet story. A Massachusetts woman just had one special birthday wish, and it was granted for her 99th birthday. Wow. Teresa Gola, her one wish for her birthday was that she would get a visit from some hunky firefighters.
Oh, okay, Nana.
And that's exactly what she got. A whole bunch of local firefighters from a couple of different firehouses all showed up to her assisted living home. And according to Teresa, not a single one of them was bad looking. And they all came up and gave her a big hug and said happy birthday to her. And you've never seen a woman more happy. And everybody that works at the assisted living facility that she's in says this totally tracks because she has a hunky firefighter's calendar on her wall and she loves a man.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
She absolutely loves a man in uniform. As for her tip for everybody, like her keys to longevity, because she's doing quite well. She looks like she's in great shape for turning 99. She said wine. You have to have a little bit of wine every day and you're all set. I love that as well. But it did get me to thinking, she wanted some fireman hunks for her birthday. Ladies, I want to ask you, what's the hunkiest profession out there that you would like to show up for your 99th birthday?
Ooh.
I mean, it's tough to beat the firefighter.
Yeah, but if that's off the table, Jess, what would you pick?
Obviously, somebody who works in an agriculture office, because that's what Ruben does. You know, he's wearing
Selena, is that setting your loins ablaze, some pencil pusher at an ag office? I don't. That's not really doing it for me.
You know what I would
pick? Also, I feel like he's going to smell like artichokes.
I think like a sexy, hunky as that lady said, like doctor.
Oh.
Something about the scrubs. Yeah. I'm telling you, when I had my C-section and my husband.
The doctor reviving during it?
No.
Oh.
My husband was, well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but my now husband, you know, he's there by my side and he's decked out, you know, he's got the scrubs on. Uh-huh. And I mean, I was so out of it, like loopy from everything. But when I saw the pictures after and he's holding a newborn baby, he's got the scrubs. And I was like, oh my God, it was just so sexy.
Really?
Yeah, the doctor comes in the room. He's got that stethoscope and you're like, stick that thing on. Never mind.
Graham, what about you?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
It's your 99th birthday.
Yeah.
I'd like a visit from the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. We were talking about them earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Wow, why didn't we pick... what's wrong with the Niners cheerleaders?
They're great.
Betrayal.
The Gold Rush. Yeah.
Wow.
They're awesome. I'll still take a visit from the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. But, you know.
Yeah, we didn't pick athletes.
Oh, you're
That didn't
right.
even cross my mind. My first thought went to my husband in those scrubs. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. There
we go. Selena's getting hot in here.
Yeah. Turn down the temperature in here, you guys. Jeez, throw some cold water on her.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.